This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Travis, Montana Talks has some of the best radio listeners out there, just anywhere. You know, they share their thoughts, their opinions, their ideas with us, and they correct me every now and then when I say something the wrong way, and I love them for it. I think it's great. Yeah, I said Iran a while ago, and it's Iran. But you know, it's great. It's great that they took the time to tell me that because I had forgotten. And I don't want to sound like an idiot up here. So thanks to you for pointing that out to me. You know, we got some good messages here, too, on our Montana Talks app. You can send us one, and we'll read it on the air. And, you know, sometimes we don't always get to them. We get going in here, and there's a lot going on, and we misplace them. But, you know, today, so far, I'm 100%. So this message from Les in Three Forks. He says, I have to say, though, about Nancy, I also have a lot of respect for her and her points, but this Matt Rosendale thing is garbage. He has not shown any sign of not fighting for Montana, and it is truly a Democrat talking point she is repeating, which I find communistic. He has not let us down so far, which is good, and I don't care where he came from. Thanks. Well, thanks for your message, Les. I appreciate that. You know, it's that's the great thing about this show. Send us your message. If it's clean, I'll read it. So we also have a message from Bob in Montana. Oh, another one. Understand, the Democratic Party has manipulated and refined the art of politics, making it appear to those not smart enough to see through their subterfuge who will vote for them. If Republicans got on board the same ship all the time, we'd win on the conservative side. You know, there are a lot of people that talk about that as well. They say, you know, the Republicans got to stoop down to the same tactics the Democrats are using. And, you know, I can see why people say that. But how about we just hold all of Congress to a higher standard and make them all perform and do things the right way? So I was talking about, we were talking about politicians making money and how they line their pockets. We were also talking about how the Biden admin looks the other way on solar industry's alleged forced labor ties. You know, I think this is an interesting story because here's the thing. There was a law passed in 2021, I believe it was. It was the Uyghur, and I looked that up before I said it, Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act. And it's supposed to stop products that were made by forced labor from getting into the United States. And what they're saying is a lot of these solar things that are coming from China are used, forced labor are used to produce. And so here we have the president and his administration once again ignoring a law that was passed, just like he ignores the Constitution and then says, well, the Supreme Court can stop me later, but I know it's wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Hey, we got a big Freedom Friday coming up for you right here with Montana Talks, taking you statewide from 9 to 10 a.m. Our good fellow veteran friend George Blackard in the house for Friday's Montana Talks, taking your phone calls and much more. Then coming up next week, we got some great programs coming up for you. Democrat lawmaker Jonathan Carlin out of Missoula. I think he's on Tuesday's show. Wednesday, we take you to Mecca in Great Falls, and then the equipment dealers in Whitefish. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
Do you see that poll that came out this weekend? Something like 30 to 40% of Democrats basically don't believe in free speech anymore. This is insane. That was a bedrock principle of the United States. If you would have gotten 2 or 3% of people to give that answer, you would have thought that was crazy 20 years ago. Now 4 out of 10 Democrats believe we should censor people's speech. This is nuts.
Weekdays 10 to 1 right here on News Talk.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So, you know, what do you do when the president and his administration ignores law? You know, how do you hold them accountable for that? And the one we're talking about right now is the Uyghur, Forced Labor Prevention Act. And so what's going on is we have a group of lawmakers. It's bipartisan, by the way, led by Representative Carol Miller of West Virginia. And they are urging the Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Troy Miller to ensure full enforcement of the 2021 Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, especially as it pertains to the billion-dollar solar industry, citing information showing his agency may be falling short of the law's requirements. She says, in the name of climate change, the Biden administration is surrendering the United States to the CCP by allowing solar panels manufactured with Chinese polysilicon to avoid detection. They are encouraging Uyghur forced labor, distorting the market, and killing American jobs. I just don't understand how that's okay with anybody. And how do you especially enforce part of a law? How about just enforce the law? Enforce the law across the board. And that's what it's meant to do. As far as I know, there are no laws out there that, you know, it's okay to enforce part of it, but not the other part, or whichever part you want to enforce, or especially one part or over another. How about just enforce the law as it was passed? Try that for once. Hey, we've got Art on line one. Let's see what Art's up to this morning. Art, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, George. Thanks for all your service in the Navy. My old man was in World War II. He joined when he was 17. But anyway, thanks. Thanks for your service. But
thank you.
You're welcome. The pronunciation of Iran, I have never heard of Iran unless it was some person from Iran that pronounced it Iran. It's always been, in America, it's always been Iran, and it starts with an I, not an E. Also the Woodstock generation. I'm a post World War II person, and I am not part of the Woodstock generation. They brought us abortion, they brought us free sex, they brought us all that. And the Woodstock generation are the ones that are in government today, as far as I'm concerned. That's all I gotta say.
All right, hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Well, so Iran, that actually came from someone from Iran that said that. Said, hey, this is how it's pronounced. So if somebody from there tells me that's how it is, I'm going to go with it. You know, you're right about some of the people that are in Congress right now, what generation they're from. And, yeah, it's not surprising that we're having problems there. But appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Hey, and so I want to repose this question that Travis posed here. What issue would you put your foot down against the majority? So maybe you haven't called the show before because you're afraid that you can't come up with the right thing to say. Today, give us a call. All you got to do is give us the answer. What issue would you put your foot down about against the majority? And Travis's was the debt ceiling. And there's a lot of them I would put mine down for, so I might just be a troublemaker. Well, the debt ceiling is certainly one of them, because I don't know how anybody can think we can just keep raising that and not answer for it at some point. That's one of them. I think I would put my foot down on sending money to the Ukraine right now. Billions and billions of dollars, when our country is in the shape it's in right now, and when we can't even house our enlisted servicemen and women in clean housing. That it's unexcusable. But maybe today is the day you call. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 406-294-0970, and let us know what you think about that. I saw a story also, this one I saw on Fox News, Elon Musk live streams border to give people firsthand account of migrant crisis. So, you know, Elon Musk has been to the border. A lot of our politicians haven't been down there. You know, some go down there for photo ops, and that's all they use that for. You know, something has to be done with that. But from Fox News, tech billionaire Elon Musk visited the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas on Thursday with plans to live stream a tour of the area and give people a real sense of what's really going on. You know, there are news outlets out there that are showing video of that. But he said, this is real time, unfiltered. What you see is what I see. He then said, as an immigrant himself, he's extremely pro-immigrant, but explained that there needs to be expanded immigration that allows hardworking and honest people to legally come to the U.S., but not allow immigrants who are going to break the law. You know, so there you have it from an immigrant himself. You know, I'm not against immigration if it's done legally. And I, what I am against is all of these members of Congress that are going on TV telling us that the border is secure when it's obviously not. It does not take a genius to see that it is not secured. And yet we have politicians that will lie straight to your face, look you in the eye, and tell you the border is secure when we know it's not. We have to demand better of our members of Congress. We cannot stand to let them lie to us any longer.
Speaking of scales, you know, putting your thumb on the scale here or there, I know for some of you that are trying to lose weight, you're trying to do it on your own, and you've got a scale at home, and you step on that scale, and you get really disappointed. You're like, what? I just gained 5 pounds. What the heck? But I've been eating so well, and I've been doing this. Well, look, don't freak out. You're gonna go up 5 pounds or down 5 pounds on a daily basis just based on water weight alone. So you might have added 5 pounds to the scale, but if it's all water weight, that's great, because holding onto that water is going to help your body burn the fat and be healthier. Now, that's why I say if you're doing it on your own. So if you're doing it on your own, there's going to be a lot of frustrations, and you might be tempted to quit. I'll tell you what, that's why you need a diet coach. You need a coach. You need a coach at Billings Last Diet. They'll tell you not just what that number is, but what the composition is. Check them out. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com. BillingsLastDiet.com.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. You know, I saw something that just made me cringe. So, you know, the Republicans have been having their presidential debates. And I saw this story. It says, Democrats sound off following second GOP presidential debate. What a clown show. Here's a quote from Representative Jamal Bowman. I made the mistake of tuning in, and let me tell you, train wreck doesn't begin to describe what I just watched. Several Democrats, all over the spectrum, were just bashing the Republicans and their debate and saying that's just further proof that you should vote for Joe Biden. Well, here's the thing. They're going to have their turn coming up pretty soon, and that's what's so ludicrous about these politicians calling each other a clown show, because the Democrats are going to do the exact same thing. But, you know, how about if they all just act mature and grown up and like adults and let it play out and let us figure out who we want to vote for rather than chiming in with their childish, immature, stupid clown show remarks. You know, that's all you got to do is hear things like that to tell you exactly what type of people are in Congress. I mean, really, think about it. They tell you every time they open their mouth. Yeah, man, we don't replace them. There is a... and by the way, along with that story, it says that Ron DeSantis was the winner. He was not expected to do as well as he did. Nikki Haley was expected to dominate that, and she did not perform the way she had in the previous debate. But we got a long ways to go, folks, a long ways to go. You know, you hear this Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck if, well, you might be a jerk if you applauded the announcement of Dianne Feinstein's death. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. She had a family, and they deserve condolences for losing their mother and grandmother. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you like her politics or not. You shouldn't be that type of person that applauds things like that. But I do have a press release from Senator Dayne's office. It's his statement on the passing of Senator Dianne Feinstein. He says, "I am deeply saddened by the news of Senator Dianne Feinstein's passing. Aside from being a trailblazer in public service, Dianne was my friend. I enjoyed the strong bipartisan relationship Senator Feinstein and I shared, and I am thankful to have worked with her on important causes for both Montana and California, including forest management. Dianne's decades of work for the people of California reflect her true sense of service, and her legacy will continue to inspire Americans everywhere. Cindy and I send our heartfelt condolences to the Feinstein family during this time." End quote. So that is from Senator Dayne's office. You know, when I listened to that story earlier, and it talked about how she voted yesterday, like the same day that she died, you know, she's 90 years old. And we have got to do something about term limits and really, honestly, age limits. And I know some of you are going to say, "I'm 90 and I'm sharp as a tack and I'm good as I ever was." Well, you might be, but that's not the case for a lot of people. A lot of people start to decline in certain faculties the older they get, and that age is different for everybody. So I just think, you know, I don't know, maybe a physical, maybe there's another way to do it. But it's certainly a problem when, you know, you got to wake somebody up to vote or you have to explain to them what's going on. So I do think there needs to be something done with that. But anyway, what issue would you put your foot down about against the majority? We got Clinton Bozeman, rules, regulations, and capitalism. Clint, what's on your mind?
Well, rules, regulation, and capitalism, and what's happening to our country is what's on my mind.
All right, tell us about it.
Well, start with, we elect our senators and legislators to go to Congress to represent us in the state of Montana, and other states do the same. Well, what is happening, they're passing so many rules and so many regulations against the people that the people are getting disgusted with it. Now, to give an example of this here, of the rules and regulations, when we do apply the rules and regulations in the cities with our police forces and stuff, it doesn't seem to do any good. Like Philadelphia, what happened there, okay, and the mobs go in and rob the stores and everything else, so it's not good. Now, in Los Angeles, when they had the riots there, they come down to the stores to loot them and stuff like that, and the store owners used their Second Amendment rights. They shot them, and they killed them, and it stopped it. But what I'm saying is, if you keep passing so many rules and regulations in our Congress and in our states, you're going to completely lose capitalism. You'll completely lose it. You cannot keep doing this. Our rules and regulations in Montana, I have the annotated books, are 22 inches high if you stack them on the floor and measure them. Now, how long can you continue to do this? Rome fell, if anybody's read history, Rome fell partly on what I just said. rules and regulations. We can't continue to fund the Ukraine and be against Russia and China and Iran and the other countries. Our own people here in this United States are suffering. They're on the streets, they're in tents, they're in the drugs. We've got to take care of our country first. Our country's first. And then if we have something left, then we can help the others, George. And the way it is going now, all our money, and Biden, God, I don't understand that man, pumping all this money into the Ukraine. It should be the countries that are bordering the Ukraine to help them to keep the Russians and Chinese out, not just us.
Right.
It should be all the others, and there's a few there that's donating a little bit, but we're donating the most. Okay, why?
That's
everything
a good question.
That we do here in the United States is taxed. Our water, our air, there's not one thing in this country that is not taxed by our federal government. And that there is going to be the ruination of capitalism if they continue to do these things, George.
Absolutely. Clint, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Hope you have a great weekend. You know, you're right. And here's the thing. One thing, we as people ask for way too much. We want politicians to do things for us, give us this, give us that. And that added up and adds up and adds up and adds up. And that gets us to where we're at. What was it? I can't remember the quote exactly, but it was about a democracy will only last so long, and it'll end as soon as people realize they can elect something like electing people to get the things that they want. And that's what we do. We want politicians to do something. You hear it all the time. Do something. We have to do something. Do something. Do something. And that's how these crazy laws get passed. It's also how politicians add more tax onto something. Well, we'll do that, but we're going to tax this. We'll do that, but we're going to tax that. You know, everything is a tax. And if you watch what they're doing, you know, the Biden administration passed that law that had something to do with these money services, online transactions. The limit used to be like $20,000, and now it's $600,000. And they're getting their money any way they possibly can. And you see what they're doing with it. But you know what? Quit asking for stuff. Do something for yourself. Do something on your own. And quit asking politicians, because they'll keep giving it to you. And believe me, you don't want it the way they're giving it to you. So I saw a story. Somebody mentioned it a while ago. People stealing things. And you see, if you turn on the news or just pull up the internet, and you see story after story about people just looting stores and going in with shopping bags and loading up and walking out the door. Nobody stops them. The police won't even show up because, well, it's just not a big enough crime to deal with. And that is a problem, folks, because you should be mad as hell about this, because you want to know why milk costs so much and all these other things and clothes and all that, because theft. And don't think that somebody's not going to pay for that, because they are. You are. You're going to pay for it in increased pricing. And you know, it's crazy that you have stores like Walgreens shutting down dozens of stores in a single city, because the city just allows people to go in there and take whatever they want to take. It's insane. It's nuts. We cannot keep going down that path. And we've already seen that this Democrat way of treating criminals with a kinder, gentler law enforcement, kinder, gentler prosecution doesn't work. I mean, just look at it. Reoffend, reoffend, reoffend. We can't keep not punishing people for doing wrong. You know, we got another caller on the phone that we're going to get to here in just a moment, but we'll be going to a break in a second. And I want to make sure they have plenty of time. Aaron and Three Forks will be up coming up. You know, if you want to tell us what's on your mind today, Give us a call, 406-294-0970. Answer Travis's question. What issue would you put your foot down about against the majority? If you were in Congress or you were serving as a politician, what would it take for you to go against your party or the majority? What do you think? I mean, it's an easy question. Give us a call. You can give us a one answer or one word answer if you like.
Some of you are struggling with high inflation costs, grocery prices, gas prices, you name it. So I know some of you are thinking, well, do I fill up the car with gas today, or do I go buy the prescriptions that I need to buy today? Well, I'll tell you what, don't worry about gassing up your car to go pick up your prescriptions, because Farm 406 will deliver your prescriptions to you. If you live in the Laurel, Lockwood, or Billings area, that's right, they'll bring them straight to you. Heck, they'll even send your prescriptions to you in the mail. So if you're worried about those gas prices, well, let them deliver to you. Go to Farm 406, and they show up already organized by day and by time of day as well, so you don't have to juggle the pill bottles to figure it all out. So check them out, farm406.com, farm406.com, locally owned as well, and you don't have to stand in line at those big corporate ones.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The cost of regulation. Most people grasp this idea immediately. The time and money spent to comply with rules on everything adds up. And it's easy to understand how even well-intentioned regulations can reduce investment and growth. But there's a more insidious side to regulation you may not know about that's even more costly. That's something that Nobel Prize-winning economist George Stigler called regulatory capture. It describes the tendency of large companies to bring about the kind of regulations that favor them at the expense of potential competitors. It happens in the hallways of Congress, or wherever power brokers collect. Rules and laws are subtly designed to give what economists call incumbent firms an advantage. You see it in healthcare, telecommunications, banking, pharmaceuticals. We saw it in action in the development of at-home COVID tests during the pandemic. Germany had tests available faster, with more than 30 different companies supplying tests for a few euros each. Our tests cost six times as much and took much longer to develop. I'm Patrick Barton.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Securing America.
Gary Sinise will be adding to his trophy case in October. The Emmy and Tony winner will be getting a different type of award. The actor, well known for his role as Lieutenant Dan, a soldier who becomes a wounded veteran in Forrest Gump.
I'm Lieutenant Dan Taylor. Welcome to Fort Platoon.
The film inspired Sinise to work with veterans. He's set to be given an honorary AARP award for the work he does through the Gary Sinise Foundation, which supports first responders and military members. The Gary Sinise Foundation started in 2011 and helps with efforts including building special homes for those wounded in action, providing entertainment and mental wellness programs, as well as financial support. Several others will also be given the same award for making a difference through their knowledge and life experience. The foundation of those awarded each get $50,000. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Are you calm?
Hey, we got a great speaker in town in Billings, Montana this weekend headlining the Big Sky Worldview Forum. Matt Sharp is the senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom when it comes to parents' rights, protecting kids from this radical transgender agenda, especially in light of that liberal judge's ruling in Missoula. This is an event you're going to want to attend. Got a chance to catch up with Matt Sharp from the Alliance Defending Freedom. Check out the full audio and much more. Go to the Montana Talks website. Check it out right now. Like I say, full audio and more.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got Aaron in Three Forks. Wants to talk about how we have all the government we deserve. And I want to hear about this. Aaron, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, man?
Good. Can you turn your radio down?
Yep, radio's down.
All right, very good. What's on your mind today?
Now I can't hear you. Hold on just a second. All right, are you there?
You bet. What's on your mind?
Yeah.
Well, Yeah, let's have Aaron. Aaron, give us a call back, and maybe Travis can help us with that. Sometimes it just goes that way, but I'm not sure what happened there. So we'll get back to Aaron. Aaron, give us a call back, and we'll get you back on. We've got another message from our Montana Talks app. This one from Bryant in Bozeman says, George, the only solution I see for the corruption and dysfunction in our government is a convention of states. Unfortunately, the ignorance of the populace and the politicians protecting their power with the support of the media keeps this process from advancing. Who has the courage and resources to educate the citizenry? You know, that's a great question, Brian. And this gets brought up quite a bit from time to time. And one of the things about that is people are scared of a convention of states. There are some people that think, well, we're opening up a Pandora's box and we may get more than we expect out of that. And, you know, supposedly when you have this convention of states, whatever the topic is that you want to have discussed or take action on is supposed to be the only thing that they take action on during this, so that you know going into it what is going on. And, you know, if that's the case and it works that way, then we really don't have anything to fear. However, with politicians these days and with this administration, Joe Biden, just thumbing his nose at the law and at the Constitution and purposely ignoring it, that has to make one think, and I think rightfully so, can we trust them to do it the right way? That's a great question. I don't know. We got Aaron and Three Forks back. Let's give that a try again. All right, Aaron, what's on your mind?
Hey, I think we've got all the government that we deserve. I think that if you look at the percent of people in this country that are falling away from Christianity, and you look at how many people are out here doing 95 and a 65 around Bozeman and Belgrade, I mean, lawlessness is just kind of abounding everywhere in this country, including here in Montana. And I think that, and I'm not speaking from a holier than thou position here, okay? I'm as bad as everybody else. But that's why I can see see what's going on, is because I can see it in myself. So I think that unless we get back to God, unless we clean up our act, this country ain't going to get fixed. And, you know, these politicians aren't our God. They're not our savior. Everybody, even conservatives, all these conservatives, well, we need to get Trump back in there. What's he going to do? We're still going to end up being in the same position, the same place. And, you know, it's funny. I just seen a license plate that said live free or die. But yet all of us are just begging for a politician to fix it.
Right.
And that's just not the solution. You know, you have to, you know, you can live free or die, which is what the founding fathers did. Or you can grovel at the table of the politicians and hope that they give you a little bit of freedom. I don't know, man. That's just where I stand on that. But you have a good day.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much. I hope you have a great day too, Aaron. You know, that's true. But, well, some people's idea of living free is far different from other people's idea of what living free is. You know, in life, there are some people that are used to giving and working towards things and sacrificing. And there are those who don't. And there are those who just wait and take and take and take and give nothing back. And, you know, it takes people that are willing to risk things, sometimes risk it all, to make change. And we just don't have enough of those people, I think. We have too many people that don't pay attention, that sit back, are comfortable, and they're okay. They're used to what they have, and they're okay with that. And they're not doing anything in the bigger picture to make things better or to participate. And that's what we got to do. Got to participate in everything. You have to. That's the way this stuff works. So let's see. Oh, Travis. Hey, we had an interesting story from Tom Cotton talking about, now some people have forgotten about this Anthony Fauci, but there's a lot of interesting information out there, and Tom Cotton had this coming up.
Anthony Fauci was seemingly hell-bent on stopping that theory from gaining traction. We know that for a fact with the emails, even redacted, that were released, Senator. But what really is going on here? I mean, how involved was the United States through the funding of the EcoHealth Alliance to the Wuhan lab with what may have turned into this out-of-control experiment looking for a vaccine or perhaps for China's side weapon research that could have ended up killing a lot of people? I mean, it doesn't look good.
No, it certainly doesn't, Lauren. As you say, Tony Fauci was partly responsible for tax dollars going to this lab, contrary to even Barack Obama's guidance. And it continued after Donald Trump became president because Tony Fauci wanted to maintain his relationships. He wanted to keep the spigot of money flowing. We need to get to the bottom of exactly what his relationship was with China. And as Brad Winthrop has said, what he may have been doing to try to influence the quality of intelligence assessments about that lab.
Yes. So the reason I bring that up is because we've been talking about government and trusting them and that sort of thing. And that's what this is. Now, I'm not here to debate whether COVID was what it was or any of that stuff. I don't care if you got the shot or not. Don't care. But what I do care about is what was our government's role in funding the lab that created this? And we know that there's ties there and they've been brought up, but they keep getting swept back under the rug. So just think about that. Pay attention to that. And, I hope they keep reporting on that because it's important. We cannot let these things go. That's what happens. Something happens. It kind of perks everybody's interest. What's that? And then they throw something else at us and we forget about that and we go on to the next thing and we never get any resolution. You know, it's just like Congress investigating themselves. Oh, we have a committee to investigate that. Yeah, right. You know, and I think the only reason Menendez is going through this is because it was so blatantly obvious that they had to do something. That or he really made somebody mad. He didn't give somebody their share or something. I don't know. I'm just saying he made somebody mad to get brought into that. Hey, we got Mike in Billings, or Mike's on the road to Billings, and he wants to talk about deviating from the Constitution. Mike, what's on your mind?
I think, you know, one place to put your foot down and not go lockstep with a party is anytime there's a deviation from the Constitution. You know, we've had a lot of big things that put a scare into people. You take a look at something like COVID, and the next thing you know, they're trying to ban people from gathering together, whether it be for church or whether it be to speak out against the government. They're talking about shutting down free speech. You know, if you say anything against it, they try to block you off this or that. You go back to something like 9/11, and then they want to come out with a Patriot Act. Well, they get everybody scared, and then they want to throw out, you know, some of the search and seizure, some of the wiretapping, all the invasion of privacy. And numerous times, everybody will take an event like that, and it doesn't matter what party it is, the Democrats or Republicans, they're all on board to take away personal freedoms and deviate from the Constitution. And I think that's a big deal, and everyone gets emotional about it and lets them trample all over their rights.
Absolutely. Yeah, Mike, thanks for that call. I really appreciate it. You're right, and that's how they do it. They try to put fear. They use fear to get you to be okay with them doing whatever it is they're doing. It's just like Daines and Zinke said about the shutdown. We cannot shut down the government because we have to keep our military paid and our Border Patrol agents paid. And so, you know, they point to that because they know they can get support from people that support the military and the Border Patrol. So, yeah, you're right. They use fear as a tactic to do things, and they shouldn't ever be able to deviate from the Constitution. Me and Dale, we're singing.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Joe Biden lied. That Joe Biden lied repeatedly as a candidate, as a president. We know that Joe Biden's story has evolved repeatedly from I never talked to my brother, my son, or anybody for that matter, into, well, he's, Joe, the president's never been in business. As we've been saying all along, you weren't saying that all along, but he's never been in business. And now, no, he's never benefited financially. Sorry, but the criminal statute regarding bribery does not demand or indicate in any way that you have to be a financial beneficiary, although there's plenty of evidence that shows that Joe did benefit from these business deals.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
When it comes to getting new window treatments, it seems like there's nothing in between a high-end designer and some unqualified guy that has a power drill. There is a better way, and that's where Blinds.com comes in. And with Blinds.com, you get the savings of a local handyman with the expertise of a professional interior designer without the risk or hassle or expense. You get unlimited window treatments installed for only one low cost. So shop at Blinds.com and get up to 45% off. That's right, up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Free.
Toyota and Town Square Media.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios. Trusted by the Northwest. Montana owned. Online at GrizzlyGoldandSilver.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so welcome back, everybody. If you want to be a part of today's show, give us a call, 406-294-0970. Travis, our engineer, has posed the question, what issue would you put your foot down about and go against the majority or your party if you were serving as a politician? And that could be at the state level or the federal level, whatever it is. You know, what's so important to you that you would go against the majority? So far, we've had the debt ceiling. We've had a deviating from the Constitution, which is a real one because, you know, we have a president that does that right now. He just ignores it, flat out admits it. And he goes, well, if I'm wrong, then the Supreme Court will change it later. How about just doing the right thing from the beginning and not going against the Constitution and doing something you already know is unconstitutional? Can you believe we have a president that does that? Let's see. Oh, I'm told that Ryan Zinke is going to be calling into the show a little bit later, and we'll be looking forward to that. So once his people get in touch with us, we will get him on the air and you can hear from him. And we welcome your call and your message as well. I just saw a story on Breitbart about General Milley retiring. Top military officer General Mark Milley retires. That was actually sent to me by our buddy Ryan. It says General Mark Milley steps down on Friday after a tumultuous term as the top U.S. military officer that saw him face repeated crises at home and abroad. Now, I'm not a fan of General Milley, mainly because he, if you remember, he said out loud and on the record that he would call China and warn them about something that our president was going to do if he didn't agree with it. So think about that. He said he would commit treason, and it's on the record, because he didn't like the president that we had. That guy should not be the top general, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But he got away with it. And we got to hold these people to a higher standard. We cannot let people be getting away with things like that. I mean, think about that. He said, I would call our enemy and I would warn them if our president were doing something that I didn't agree with. So, you know, I'm serious. That is wrong. So I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he's getting out of there. It shouldn't be that way. And we should be holding these people to a higher standard. Hey, if you want to see some of the latest writings of Aaron's, you can go to Montana Talks, use the app, go in there and look at the stories that Aaron has provided. And there's some other contributors that do as well. Peter Christian has a story in there. A good amount of Montana high school seniors are illegally vaping. And it looks like we have a higher rate than anywhere else in the nation for that. But Aaron put some good stories up there. So do the other good folks who contribute. So go to our Montana Talks app and look those up. There's a story in there about a mama bear and her cubs spotted on the U of M campus. Story about Albertsons. We talked about not stopping shoplifters. Albertsons grocery store is not stopping shoplifters in Montana. Aaron reached out to them and got a response from them. So you can go there and read that and see what that's all about. Like I say, we're going to have Ryan Zinke here pretty soon. And I've got a Ryan Zinke story. It's a good one. It is a good one to tell before we get him on the phone. But we'll have Ryan Zinke. We'll have your calls, your messages, more stories about what's going on around this country. It's Freedom Friday, folks. You're living in the best country on the face of the planet.
Got a big Freedom Friday coming up for you right here with Montana Talks, taking you statewide from 9 to 10 a.m. Our good fellow veteran friend George Blackard in the house for Friday's Montana Talks, taking your phone calls and much more. Then coming up next week, we got some great programs coming up for you. Democrat lawmaker Jonathan Carlin out of Missoula. I think he's on Tuesday's show. Wednesday, we take you to Mecca in Great Falls, and then the equipment dealers in Whitefish. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.